Carolina, and this recording is from one of our church services. For more information, visit our website at churchofphiladelphia.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the message.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to another fabulous Sunday morning here at the Virtual Church of Philadelphia. Amen. We bless this wonderful name for another opportunity to come into your houses as you welcome us over Zoom. We appreciate the opportunity to come and be a servant unto the Most High God. And we thank God that He's given us the opportunity to come and to share again. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start with the word of prayer in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now, God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to come before you. Even now, God, we honor you, Lord God, as being our God, as being Lord, as being King, even now. Father, we ask, oh God, that you are creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, even now. God, that you will wash us with your blood and with the pure word of your word, even now. I pray, God, that you will prepare our minds, God, prepare our hearts, oh God, and our spirit, even now, God, to receive you and grasp the word on this morning, even now. God, I thank you that you have dug at our ears, God. Prepared our ears that we may hear, God, what you would say unto us even now, Father. We thank you and we bless you right now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, as we know, we're still in our current sermon series. We're talking about honor, and we know that honor is the thing that makes the difference. So, we're talking about the honor factor, and honor is the thing that makes the difference. Amen. And we thank God for Pastor Ivan, God using Pastor Ivan to finish up the portion about honor where he's been talking about honoring authority. And we thank God for that, that has truly blessed our lives and just helping us to understand more and more, you know, how important honor is, especially in regards to authority. So we thank God for God using him in such an awesome way to give us understanding about how we're supposed to honor authority, not just the spiritual authority, but also the natural authority. Amen. So we thank God for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning we're going to be like some gymnasts, and we're going to flip around the scriptures a couple of places. So the first place that we're going to land, we're going to go to the book of Psalms, chapter number 68, and we're going to start at verse number 6, all right? And so as you're grabbing that, we're going to put up our decree for the word in Jesus' name, and we're going to say this decree, amen, and I want you to say it with some conviction while you're there in your home, amen, because we want that temple, not just your physical temple of your literal house, but we want that temple, yep, that meaning your body to be, you know, the Holy Ghost, that we want that temple to receive this and grab the word, amen. And so our decree over the word is that I decree that my ears, heart, and spirit are open to receive and grasp the word of God, which is quick, alive, and powerful, active in the spirit of meekness. The ground of my life is fertile to nurture and grow the seed of God's word that will produce fruit in my life this week. I am a successful doer of what I will hear today, and I will leave here today full of faith, love, power, wisdom, and victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We bless God for that decree in Jesus' name. So we're going to go to the book of Psalms, chapter number 68, and we're going to start at verse number 6. Amen. And the word of our holy God reads, it says, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Amen. And if you were actually standing, because we do like to stand for the word, you could be sitting in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. All right. And so what we're dealing with today, we're going to be talking about valuing your place or valuing your location. Amen. Because as we're still talking about honor, because honor, the honor factor and honor is the thing that makes the difference. We want to talk about the importance of what it is to honor your location or honor the place that God has given us. Amen. So we understand God has given each one of us a place. It reminds me of a previous sermon series that we did called Finding Your Place in the Hood. And we talked about how necessary and how important it was for us to actually find our place throughout these different places that God has given us. When you think about, you know, God has given each one of us, you know, as sons and daughters, we have an opportunity to abide in a place or a location inside the kingdom of God. But then when you just think of us simply as being individuals, earthly individuals, God has given each one of us a place by allowing us to have an actual family. And now what I'm told is you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. You know, but in spite of all of that, still God has allowed us to actually have a place. Amen. And so we thank God that God is going to allow us to understand the importance of honoring our place, valuing this place, or valuing our location. Amen. And so as we're going over to Psalm chapter number 68, verse number 6, it says, God setteth the solitary in families. He bring about those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry place. And one thing I want to start off, I want to give you an actual definition, some definitions for the word place. Amen. And we'll look at that, right? And so place or location, as we have it. So place or location is defined as the area. For number one, the area or space occupied by or intended for something. So again, definition number one, place or location is defined as the area or space occupied by or intended for something. Definition number two is, it is an assignment at which one regularly works for pay. And then three, the action for which a person or thing is specially fitted or used for which a thing exists. Amen. So looking at definition number one, the area space occupied by intended for something. Amen. We'll look at that particular place as being the location or the place that God has given us. God has given each one of us a place or a location to be occupied, and it's intended for something. And so, you know, as we're talking about honor, we must feel that place, respect, have the utmost respect for that place or that location. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail as we go back over to our scripture. So looking at Psalms 686, we're going to be focusing on mainly on clause A, but we'll try to deal with all of the scripture too. And so before I get ahead of myself, I want to go back and refresh your minds about our definition for honor, right? Our definition for honor is, when we talk about honor, we understand that honor, it speaks to something that is heavy. In the Hebraic or the Jewish culture, it speaks to something that is heavy. And so definition number one talks about something valued by weight, a value you place on someone, right? And so when you honor an individual, the example that we've been talking about is, let's think about our apostle, for example, right? How, you know, he's honored us and who we were before most of us even understood the term man of God or woman of God. I know, like me, before I really understood that term, he kept calling me that. And I asked him one day, I said, why do you keep calling me that? And I would hear him refer to other men who wasn't quite in the church like that, but they were coming around, seeking out wisdom, seeking out counsel, and all these different things. They would come and be a part of certain services, prayer meetings, and all these different things. And I would hear him call them men of God. And so I just asked, well, why do you call them that? He said, well, I'm calling them who they are. You know, even though they may not be living like that right at this particular moment, but I'm calling them and I'm speaking to who God has called them to be. God has called them to be a man of God. They are men who've come from God. They just not living in that manner as of yet. And so when you think about that, him honoring us, you know, calling us a man of God, him praying for us, him taking that time to minister us, to spend time with us, to impart and pour into us, it showed us how much he honored us. And so because he honored us, it does then do what? Definition number two talks about what opens the inside door. It allowed for us to open the inside door of our heart. So it gave apostle a place, or gave him a location to abide in our heart realm, or in our emotional or soulless realm. Amen. And that came all because of honor. So we understand, because honor, it is the thing that opens the inside door. And when the inside door is open because of honor, it then does what? It leads to great friendship. It leads to great love. It leads to great community or fellowship, as well as blessings. And so, again, when this person who has honored you has the door of your inside heart open to them, guess what? They have a weight in your life. So it doesn't matter. And again, I'll go back to the example where I'm talking about apostle for myself, right? Because he honored me, and I in return begin to honor him back because the inside door or that heart door was open. It gave him a place inside of my heart. And what began to take place is, no matter the storms that come in life, no matter the different trials or tribulation that we experience in that particular relationship, whether it be the natural relationship of us being blood family, or whether it be the spiritual relationship, him being my leader, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, because of the honor that was demonstrated one to another, it has given him weight in my life. In other words, he has a heavy place in my life. I don't care how the storms of life blow, it has made him to a point where he's not easily moved out of my life because the honor has given him a weight inside of my life. And so when you honor someone and vice versa, when they honor you, it allows them to have a heavy place in your life, a heavy place in your life. And that heavy place is inside the heart. It is inside the heart. So as we talk about those definitions of honor, we're going to go back over to Psalms chapter 68, verse number 6, where we are. And it says, God setteth the solitaries in families. So again, talking about valuing place or location. And again, we see how God, the psalmist is saying how God, he setteth. With intention, God has set the solitary, and this word solitary in the Hebrew speaking to, you know, one of those that are begotten. It speaks to those that are lonely, but it also speaks to those that are unique. And I choose to believe that we are all unique individuals. And so God has set us as unique individuals inside the family unit or the family structure. And it is so key, it's so imperative for us to understand how important the family structure or the family foundation is. Because if the family foundation is actually destroyed, you going out to have any type of successful location or place, it's not going to be that possible. Because everything starts with the family unit, the family structure, or the family foundation. It is here in the family structure, or the family unit, that we learn what honor is, how to walk out honor. And you'll see as we touch on this family subject a little bit more as we go throughout the scripture. But it says, God setteth the solitary in the family. He set us unique ones inside family. And then there were some of us who feel, you know, that we were lone wolves, or we felt that even though we could be in the midst of crowds and things of that nature right there, we still felt alone. Well, still, the scripture is speaking exactly to that. God setteth the solitary, the lonely. Inside families, you can be a part of a family and feel like your family does not know you. You can be a part of a family and feel like your family does not understand you. But even though you may feel that way, understand God in his infinite wisdom, he understood exactly why he placed you a part of this particular family. And though you feel they may not know you, they may not understand you, we know God. You've been created in his image. He understands you, and more importantly, he knows you. So it says, God setteth the solitary, the unique ones or the lonely ones in family. And then it says he bring about those which are bound with chains. So we understand God has the ability for those of us who've been bound by chains. We see through his sovereign grace and mercy, through his sovereign love and his power, we see that God has the ability to break chains off of us and bring us out. Now, whatever position you were in, whatever struggle, whatever sin you were bound by those chains having you bound, we see God has the ability to bring us out. For most of us, we're very and eternally grateful for what God has done for us, him bringing us out, him breaking those chains off of us. And we thank God for that. And so it says, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. And one thing that I tell you, as we've been walking through this current sermon series, we've been talking about how I told you how God told me, he said, sit back and observe the lives of people, and you're going to see either honor or dishonor working in the lives of people. And so when the scripture says, but the rebellious, they dwell in a dry land. So there was a place, there was a location, right? And if we do not honor the place or the location, it is something about that location. That location or that place is going to respond to you. It is going to respond to you. But the scripture says, but the rebellious, they dwell in a dry land. So we understand the rebellious, you know, there is no honor there. And so because there is no honor there, the fruit of their land becomes what? A dry place, a dry land. Or the fruit of their location or the place becomes a dry place. A place that's incapable of reproducing things. Oh, yeah. So you got to understand, when you get into a dry place, it becomes very, very difficult for you to produce anything. Anything that you can actually live upon. Because guess what? Without the produce, you understand? Because we understand the Bible lets us know that we are likened to trees, right? Trees planted by the rivers of living water. So without the produce, you know, how could others who are actually a part of this dry land, how can they actually live without produce to actually, you know, feed upon? So understand, those of us who dwell in rebellion, guess what? The land is going to respond to you. Instead of it being a fruitful land, a land of plenty, a land of flowing with milk and honey, as they say, you're going to have a dry land, a land that is incapable of producing, reproducing anything. And it would just be that, a dry land. So it is important for the place, for the location. And even when we talk about place or location, we started off talking about families. Okay, but think about this. Even with the definition where we talked about honor, how honor, it opens the inside door. And I gave the example about apostle, you know, having a place in my heart. Or location in my heart. Understand this. If he were to ever dishonor this place, the place itself is going to respond to the dishonor that is being given. Vice versa, if I were to dishonor him because I have a place in his heart, that place in his heart is going to respond to the honor that is given. Now, we believe in forgiveness and all of this stuff that the Bible tells us we ought to forgive if we're going to receive forgiveness from our Heavenly Father. But it still does not mean that this place in the heart is not going to respond to the individual, because it is, and I'm going to show you through Scripture. So it says, but the rebellious, they dwell in a dry place. So if you don't want this land to respond to you in a negative manner or fashion, you have to be careful about how you go about honoring the place or the location that you have in the heart of someone. The place that you have in relationship, and it's not just your family, your spiritual family, the church, the place that you have with people in the lives of different people, the place that you have that you consider to be your job, your place of employment. You must honor that particular place or that location. And as we've been talked about before, Pastor Ivan got into honoring authority. Remember, we talked about honoring individuals. So you got to honor all these different things, the individual, the role and the function that they play in your life. And so guess what? Just like the individual has a role and function, so does the place. So does the location. It has a role and it has a function. Amen. So we're going to flip over to Deuteronomy chapter number 5, and we're going to drop down to verse number 16. We're going to drop down to verse 16. And the scripture says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God have commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, right? And so as we're hearing this book of Deuteronomy, right, it is talking about, this book is hinging, it's surrounding all about the new covenant that God is establishing with the people of God. You know, as they're spinning around to the promised land that he's promised them. And so here we've fallen into the place where he has given the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, and it talks about, this is the fifth commandment. It says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God have commanded thee. And this is the first commandment, although it's the fifth in order, but it's the first commandment that has a promise that is attached to it. Honor thy father and thy mother as thy Lord thy God have commanded thee, that the days may be prolonged and it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So while they're en route trying to get to this place that God has given, he understands he has given them a land for a purpose. It's in this land that flows with milk and honey, that they will be a nation that God will use to show all the other nations how blessed they are as their service unto the Lord thy God. So remember, they were supposed to be a nation of priests and stuff. And so this land had a purpose. God was bringing them to a place. This land had a purpose for them. And so as we come back to honor thy father and thy mother, because we're talking about this family piece, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. So it's important that we honor the father and honor the mother. So honor them as individuals, but also honor them for the function and the role that they play in our lives. Now, the scripture doesn't say honor your holy father and holy mother, your righteous father and your righteous mother, your godly father and your godly mother. Right? It says honor thy father and thy mother. And what you got to understand in relation to this particular commandment, Jewish custom was, they believed this particular commandment was the weightiest, meaning it carried the most weight out of all of the commandments. How they took care of their parents, how they honored their parents, what their response and their reactions were to their parents, especially in old age. The roles were reversed, you know. When children were born, the parents would take care of them. But in Hebraic culture, it is an honorable thing that when the parents become old, the children then provide and take care for the family, or the parents, that is. So this honor thing, this honor factor, is that they understood it will bring about blessings into their life. And we're not just talking about, when we say blessings, we're not just talking about the materialistic things from the Hebraic culture. We're talking about the blessings, meaning the words of the Lord, that God would speak to them. They would have the divine protection of God. God would provide for them. They would see the provision of God, seeing and the provision of God would be met in their lives, simply because they honored this commandment by it being the one that kept it the most weight to them, that they would honor their father and honor their mother. Not because they were holy, not because they were righteous, not because they were good, but simply because it is something that God commanded. Because it says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God have commanded thee. Okay? He's not asking, he's not requesting, he's commanding you to do this. So even in their wrong, even in them messing it up, making mistakes in many days, he's still saying, honor them. Why? That thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land. In other words, look at it like this, that your days may be long as well as it will be well with you in the land. That your days may be long in the land, but also that it will be well with you in this land. A lot of times we look at the scripture and we think, okay, in order to honor them, we're going to actually live longer. No, there is a set time for each one of us to expire. All right. So what he's saying is, okay, this land, when I allow you to come into this land, that your days may be long in this land, that you may abide in this land for a significant length of time based upon you. And look, it has a lot to do with you honoring your father, because again, when we gave you the pattern according to Mark chapter 12, love the Lord your God first and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. In other words, we've changed those words out. Honor the Lord God, right? Or honor your neighbor as you love yourself. Honor or love the Lord God, or honor and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Right? So see, it has a lot to do with this. I'm going to be able to honor my father and my mother because I honor God. It's easier for me to love my father and mother because I love God. So if I'm going to be able to dwell in this place, this location that God has given me, it is going to start with my ability to honor. So again, going back to the family foundation, if the family foundation was not rooted and grounded in honor, and notice why some of us, you know, regardless of the places. Now, the thing is, you may get into the places, but that doesn't mean you're going to remain to be able to occupy in the place. You know, apostles would tell us, he said, you know, don't let your anointing take you where your character can't keep you. Right? Don't let your anointing take you where your character can't keep you. And I'll say this, don't let your personality take you to a place where honor can't keep you. Do not let your personality open doors for you, but honor, your lack of honor, cannot cause you to remain in a certain place. All right? So this is the thing. If we're going to abide, you know, because the scripture says that thy days may be prolonged. So look at it like this, that your days may be prolonged in the land and that it may be well with you in this land. So if we're going to abide, have long life in this particular place or location, it starts with us being able to honor. And so one thing that was hinging on, if the people were going to abide, meaning this nation, as parents die, children are born, and then those children have children, this cycle of life keeps on going. But if we as a nation, the children of Israel, are going to remain in this land, it starts with the honor factor, us honoring our parents. And us teaching honor down to the children. And when those children become parents, us teaching honor down to those children that are coming after them. So if we're going to abide in this place or location for a long time, and if it is going to be well with us while we abide in this place for a long time, it starts with honor. So if you're going to have good success in the relationships that you're a part of, if you're going to have good success in the place or the location that you have in your significant other's heart, if you're going to have good success in the place or location that you consider to be your place of employment, it is going to start with you having honor. Without honor, I guarantee you, the place or the location, it shall respond to you. It will respond to you. Amen. So again, talking about this honor, your father and your mother has to have a weighty place in your heart. The people that you're in relationship with, and if you consider it to be a healthy, proper relationship, they have to have a heavy place in your heart, which is referring back to the whole honor piece. You have to honor them, and vice versa. They must honor you if the relationship is going to remain in a healthy place. Notice we find that relationship that we are a part of, when they become unhealthy, it is because there was a lack of honor coming from one of the two parties that involved in this particular relationship. It brings the relationship to an unhealthy place. And we told you, relationships are designed to take you to better places in life. Better places in life. So again, we tell you, okay, you need to check your relationships. If these relationships are not taking you to better places in life, meaning if these relationships are the people that you're in relationship with, if they cannot speak truth to you, if they cannot check you, correct you, then this is not a healthy, proper relationship. For example, Pastor Terrence, Pastor Ivan, although I'm the senior pastor and they are the assistant pastors to me, they still have place in my life to bring correction if I'm out of order. Why? Because I honor and I value who God has called them to be in my life. It's not that because I'm the senior pastor, I'm the one that kick around all the orders, or I'm the one that gives out all the instruction, or I'm the one that gives out all the correction. That's no, I will be lost. And I thank God, you know, that they're willing to speak words of correction to me, to help me if I'm getting off the beaten path, so to speak. So it's a good thing. When you see, that's denoting a healthy, proper relationship. You know, there is honor given from both parties. Amen? So again, if we're going to be in a healthy place concerning our relationship, it must come from a place of honor. Amen? Honor is the thing that is going to make the difference. And that's why the sermon series is called The Honor Factor. That is something that is very much absent in the relationships. And I'm not just talking about the intimate relationships, but I'm also talking about relationship between father and child, mother and child, between siblings, things of that nature out there. Your relationship between, you know, if you're not the employer and you're the employee, but that relationship between employers and employees, it has to be a relationship where the foundation is honor. If it is going to be healthy, if it is going to be a relationship that thrives, if it is going to be a relationship that it has good success, it does not mean that you're not going to have challenges, ups and downs. As we understand, there is no such thing as any perfect relationship. You're going to have your challenges. But because we honor one another and we value the weight that the other person in this relationship brings to the relationship as well as to my life, we can navigate through the challenges of life. Through these trials, through these tribulations, we can navigate in a manner that we will come out where God gets the glory. Amen? So again, if we're going to have long days, many days in this place that God has chosen for us, this location that God has chosen for us, and if it is going to be well with us, it starts with honor. And notice it says, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So the land speaks to a place or the location. So there is a place and there is a location that God has designed for us, that God has created for us. Amen? And so we're going to move over, flip over to the book of Leviticus. We're going to go to the book of Leviticus, and we're going to start at chapter number 18, and we're going to be at verse number 24, right? And this book of Leviticus, it talks about the holy nature of God and how we're supposed to approach this holy God, and we're able to approach him by the means of sacrificing unto him. You know, and this was the book that was designed to, you know, bring about ordination, all these things, get the priests in their proper place, let everybody understand their role, what they're supposed to do. Right. And so at this particular portion of scripture, God was running them down on how they're supposed to live once they get into the land. You know, the do's and the do nots that they were supposed to abide by. And so You know, after he talks about, you know, not being intimate or having sexual relationship with, you know, family members and things of that nature, or animals per se, we didn't fall down into Leviticus chapter 18, verse number 24. And I want you to see something, because earlier you kept hearing me saying how the land or the place or the location, it will respond to you if you dishonor the place or if you dishonor the location. So the word reads here in Leviticus 18, 24 and 28. It says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things. For in all these things, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. 26 says, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. And the last verse 28 says, that the land spew not you out also when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. Amen. And so now we're looking at the response, because if we fail to value the place or the location that God has fit to give us, guess what? That place, that location is going to respond to. And what is the response? The response of the place or the location is, it shall vomit you out, or it shall spew you out. It's going to spit you out. It's going to vomit you out. It's going to throw you up, chuck you out. You can no longer abide here. Case in point, since we've been talking about different relationships, right? If you mishandle the place that a person has given you to occupy in their heart, if you, you know, mishandle this person's heart, you know, don't handle them by honor and all these different things. Once this person gets to a place where they're, I'm talking about just dead dog tired, guess what? They're going to kick you out of their heart. They're going to end or break off the relationship. Here's the term, the land spewing or vomiting the inhabitants out. You have just been kicked out, spewed out, vomited out of the relationship because of our inability to honor the other person in this relationship, to handle their heart in a delicate manner. Guess what? The place or the location, it will have a response to you if you fail to honor the place that God has given you or the location that God has called you to. Right? So it says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things. And it's a conglomerate of things that the Lord was speaking to, all of these different things. You know, the adultery, the idol worship, not just that, but the sacrificing of children to idol gods, and then the perversion that was there in the land, you know, the homosexuality and all of these different things that was taking place. And he's saying, these are the things that bring defilement to you as a people. So he says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And what God was letting them know, when I bring you into this place that I'm giving you, I am going to go before you, and I'm going to start moving these people out of the place. Because you got to understand, a lot of these ites, meaning the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, all these different ites were inhabiting this particular place that God wanted for his people to abide in. And so what God understood in this covenant, I'm going to give you this land, a part of the covenant. And when I bring you into this land flowing with milk and honey, I'm going to go before you, and I'm going to start uprooting all these other nations so that you would inhabit the land alone, so that you can reap the blessings of the land. What he's saying, if not, he said, for in all these things, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. Do not do the same things that these other nations are doing. And this is the thing. I'm giving you understanding. I'm forewarning you of the things that they did that brought defilement to them. I must deal with their defilement because it is an abomination unto me. So he said, listen, you have examples, plenty of examples before you of what not to do, of how to abide or stay in this place and stay well in this place or location that I'm giving you. So again, going back to the scripture in Deuteronomy, talking about the whole honor thing, we understand that God was giving them a command to honor. Right. So honoring God by following the instructions, taking heed to what God is saying, how he desires for us to live in the land, will cause us to live in this land for a long time, but be in this land, living for a long time, but also living well in this land. So if we don't want to be cast out, if we don't want the place or the location to vomit us out or to spew us out, then we must honor the place or the location. Not just honoring the place and the location, but honor what God has said pertaining to the place or pertaining to the location. As we're dropping down to verse number 25, it says, and the land is defiled. So because of the foul things that the people did inside of the land, because again, we tell you oftentimes that, you know, as individuals, what you do doesn't just affect you, but it affects everyone that you are connected to. Now, take it a step further. It doesn't just affect everyone that you're connected to, but it also affects the place that you are abiding in. So because of the defilement of the people, in return, the land itself became defiled because of their unwillingness to live holy as a people. And guess what? This land has now become, this place or this location has become a defiled place. So if we refuse to honor God, if we refuse to honor the place that God has given us, and we choose to live any kind of way where it's not pleasing, where it's just totally contrary to God's word, then guess what? The place that you are abiding in, the location that you are occupying, guess what? You're going to cause that place or that location to become defiled as well. So I know you're 20 plus five, and I know it's your name that's on the lease. It's your name that's on the mortgage. But guess what? If you want God to abide there, you must abide in that place with honor. You must honor that place, and you must honor that place as being a place for the Lord to dwell in. And if you fail to do that, then guess what? If you live any kind of way because you feel you're the one that pays the bills, then guess what? That place is going to become defiled. And it will only be a matter of time before that place, yes, I'm talking about your house, or I'm talking about your apartment, your townhouse, or your condo, yes, it will vomit you out, or yes, it will spit you out. Case in point, think about somebody who's renting from someone. If you fail to honor that place and you got all kind of holes in the wall and you tearing up on people's stuff, if they catch wind that you tore up their stuff and have not repaired it, then guess what? Any good landlord, they're going to do what? Have you vacate the premises. And if you fail to do it in the common manner or fashion, listen, we don't have a problem getting the sheriff involved. And they can escort you out in handcuffs. Simply put, this is the place or the location responding to you, not honoring it. So you can't live any kind of way in a place or location that God has given. Because most of us, when we get a place, house, apartment, townhouse, condo, whatever the case may be, the first thing to say, God bless me with a house. God bless me with this. God bless. If indeed God bless you with it, then God wants you to honor this place that you say God bless you with. If you fail to honor God in this place, and if you fail to honor this place or this location, my friend, my sister, my brother, that place shall vomit you out. It shall spit you out. This is the thing. Again, when we go back and look at relationships, and I understand mothers and fathers, sons and fathers, sons and mothers, all these things. Yes, you will always be relationally tied to them. But that doesn't mean you'll always be welcome to the house. If you fail to honor them in the house, that does not mean you will always be welcome to the house. Because guess what? People have been paying their hard-earned money to take care of this place. And for most of us, raise you in this place. And if you fail to honor them as well as honor them in this place, then guess what? This place is going to vomit you out. You can't change the fact that they're mama. Can't change the fact that they're your father. But guess what? You may not be as welcome to the house. You may only get to come on special occasions. Christmas and Thanksgiving, but you can't just drop by. No, and you can't spend the night, and no, you can't stay no 2 weeks, and no, you can't stay no 3 months. Because when you were allowed to do that before, you failed to honor this place. So he said the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. So the iniquity that was actually walked out or carried out in the land, God said, I'm coming to visit the iniquity that's upon this land. And it said, and the land itself vomit out her inhabitants. I got to come and visit the iniquity that was committed in this land. And the response of the land is to vomit out the inhabitants. To throw you up, to upchuck you, to spit you out. That's the response of the place, or that's the response of the location. If it is not honored in the manner that God says we're supposed to honor it. For example, my place that God has given me as the leader of the Church of Philadelphia here in Charlotte, if I fail to honor this place, as well as honor the people in the manner that God has called me to honor it, then guess what? This place of being or operating as a senior pastor, it will vomit me out. And we've saw it. For those of us who've been a part of the ministry, we saw people who have not honored the vision that God has given to this place. They have not honored how God said we're supposed to operate as a ministry. Listen, we don't care what everybody else do. No, we're different cut of cloth. Everybody that goes to COP know that. That's why we get all this stuff about we're a cult. No, we truly believe in living according to what the Bible says. I'm not trying to give you my opinion, what the Bible says. And if we fail to do this, then guess what? We've saw people who fail to come subject to the word of God, fail to come subject, not just to the word of God, but to the vision that God has given according to this particular ministry, as well as the leadership or the authority that God has placed in this particular ministry. We see how the ministry itself has vomited people out. And they've been roaming around cities or towns, whatever the case may be, trying to find another COP. There's no other place like it. One thing Apostle told me, he said, Lincoln, he said, it's COP. The place is anointed. He said, I don't care where you go, when you take COP, that vision of COP, what God has given into the city of Charlotte, when you take, for example, how we had to move from the school and to the place that we are right now, guess what? Because the vision that God has placed, it's not necessarily the people, it is the people that make up this place, right? This place of Charlotte, it is an anointed place. That's why when you look at, no matter what the enemy has tried to do, the enemy has been unsuccessful in everything that he's attempted to do. That doesn't mean we have not taken hits or taken blows. But in the enemy trying to shut us down, all these different things, God has saw fit for us to prevail. Why? Because through it all, like the scriptures say, even when we had a little strength, we did not deny his name, meaning we still had enough strength to honor God. God, I still trust you, God. I believe what you said about our life. I believe what you said about this ministry, God. So in that, in us honoring God, God can cause us to still dwell in this place called the city of Charlotte. So again, we see if we fail to dishonor, if we fail to honor the place or the location, the authority that God has put in this particular place, the land is going to vomit the inhabitants out. Dropping down to verse number 26, it says, so I'm going down to verse number 26, it says, you said, therefore, keep my statutes and my judgments. Remember, statutes in the Hebrew is talking about those prescribed tasks. So concerning the land, or even if you look about the prescribed tasks in relation to the relationship that you are involved in, you know, let's just look at the covenant, the marriage relationship. There are certain things that are expected of the husband, and like manner, there are certain things that are expected of the wife. Wives, honor your husbands, and husbands, love your wives. So in all of that stuff, there's certain things that are expected of the two who make up this marriage covenant. So there are prescribed tasks for the husbands as just like they're prescribed tasks for the wife. So he says, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments. So keep the prescribed tasks that I'm giving you regarding this land. In this land, there was a certain way that we're supposed to live before God. If we're going to be a nation of priests, there is a certain way that we're supposed to live. And we told you in this particular book, this book of Leviticus is talking about the holy nature of God. It's talking about how we as the people are supposed to approach this holy God. And we approach this holy God through the sacrifices that we bring before him. So a part of our responsibility in this land is living holy before God, bringing sacrifices to God, coming before God and worshiping God. That's a part of our responsibility. So if we fail to honor those prescribed tasks, those statutes, and then when you talk about the judgments, God's decisions that he makes, if we fail to honor God's decisions, because think about it. We can look at it and say, well, God, it doesn't seem too right if these people are already occupying the land, but you're just going to come in here and just kick all these people out because you saw fit to give this land to somebody else. Doesn't seem right. Well, it's right in the eyes of God. He's a just God. He deemed it just. They were not living proper in this land, and so God understood, no, this land that is flowing with milk and honey, I'm going to bring in a people who's going to honor me. Honor my statutes, honor my judgments, honor my ordinances, all of these different things, honor my commandments. And so because of that, them honoring God, you see what honor is doing? Honor went and created a place, even though someone else has had it, even though someone else has occupied the location, because of how they honored God, honor went before them and caused a place to be created for them. In other words, a blessed place. God was bringing them into a blessed place, moving them from a place of wandering and bringing them into a blessed place. And he could do this because of their honor. So what am I saying to you? Honor can cause doors to be open for you. We understand a door gives you access to places, to locations. So because they honored God, it opened the door for them to get into this actual land. Now, once you get into the land, you now have the responsibility of keeping his statutes, his prescribed tasks, and honoring those prescribed tasks and honoring those judgments or the decisions that God made. So he said, you should therefore keep my statutes and my judgments and shall not commit any of these abominations. So what the people that I'm actually moving out of the land before you, what they did that I consider being defiled behavior. He said, don't you commit any of these abominations. Meaning, don't you commit any of these disgusting things that they did. He said, neither any of your own, those who were actually born, you know, as an Israelite, nor any stranger, the people that you picked up along your wandering. Meaning how they was in war with different people, and as people surrendered, they surrendered and became a part of the nation of Israel. So those particular strangers were not necessarily born as someone of the lineage of Jacob. So he's saying not you who actually Israelites, born Israelites, nor any stranger that sojourned up among you. Do not commit any of these abominations. Because if you do, you're not honoring the commandments that God has given you. Like he said in the scripture, you're not keeping or honoring the statutes, those prescribed tasks, or the judgments, the decisions that God made. If you're choosing to, you know, go and commit these abominations, you, the actual Israelite, or you, the stranger that sojourneth with you, you're not honoring God, neither are you honoring this place or this location that God has given you. So when you look at the relationships that you are a part of, are you truly honoring these relationships that you are a part of? Or are you committing abominations? You know, now you don't necessarily have to be going out committing adultery and all these different things right here, right? The mere fact that you're not honoring that person, that in and of itself is an abomination. That in and of itself is an abomination. That in and of itself is something that is disgusting to God. Because like we told you, we talked about honoring individuals. There is an honor, there is a glory that God has placed upon us as individuals. And if we fail to do that, we are dishonoring that person. You got to honor their potential, honor their choices and decisions, even if you don't agree with them. Again, each one of us has been created with free will. So even if you don't agree with the choices, you still must honor them. I'm not saying condone them, but you still must honor them. Honor them in the fact that they had a free choice to make that decision. I don't care how off and backwards it is, they still had a free choice to make that decision. So if indeed someone chooses to do that, okay, that's what you chose to do. I don't agree with it, don't like it, but you did what you did. But understand this, just like these people who defiled the land, there was a consequence for them defiling the place or the location. Or there was a consequence for their lack of honor. So when there is dishonor, guess what? It is followed by a consequence. I guarantee you, if you're not the owner of your own business, you go in there and you dishonor your employee. And I guarantee you, they're going to put a piece of pink paper in your hand. Or you're going to receive a phone call telling you your services are no longer needed. Please do not come into this building on Monday morning. Dishonor is met with the consequence. Well, dishonor is followed by consequence. Right. Think about it. For those of us in marriage covenants, when you dishonored your spouse, they gave you a consequence. They put that cotton gown on and they wrapped themselves tightly in a blanket and you was just left out there just like, it's looking crazy. And the other way around, he put on those sweatpants. In the middle of summer, he put on those sweatpants and you were just left out there. Lord have mercy. But I'm trying to give an example. Consequence. You didn't honor them how they spoke to you. So guess what? The consequence that followed was they started yelling at you. They started raising up at you because you failed to honor them. But again, when we fail to honor people, God sees it as an abomination. It is disgusting to God. It is disgusting to God. So, again, he said, not you who were actually born as an Israelite, nor the person that travels with you, that stranger that travels with you now, who's now made themselves a part of the nation. They shall not commit any of these abominations. If they do, the land shall vomit you out. We're going down to verse 27. It says, for all these abominations, have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. The land represents the place or the location. So out of all these abominations that the men, women did in the land, who were actually occupying this place, you know, before God would bring the children of Israel into this place, These inhabitants who was occupying this place prior to, they have committed all these different abominations. And what the result of this is that the land itself or the place or the location has become defiled. So it's not that you can, you know, withhold tithes when you understand the importance of giving. And I understand, looking at a time like this, people are trying to figure out what's going to happen. And this would be a great opportunity for the enemy to curse us with fear, to stop giving tithe or to stop paying offering to God. But no, the fact that I still pay my tithe and the fact that I still give an offering is saying I honor God. I honor God's word. And I honor what God would do with the tithe. What he would do with the offer, in spite of what is actually happening on the outside of my home. So I don't want my place where I abide, my place of residence to become defiled because I failed to honor the word of God in relation to my giving in a time like this. Because see, with everything going on, it tells me I should withhold my tithe. I'm not coming to a place to meet. I ain't got to feel convicted about nobody if I don't get up and walk around the and put nothing in the offering bucket. No, but I don't give to be seen. I give because it is a principle in the Word of God. I give because it is a principle of the Word of God that I choose to honor in spite of what is taking place in the world right now. I still believe that God is seated on the throne, and I choose to believe that God is still sovereign, and I still choose to believe that in his sovereignness, God is still in control. So it says, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. Understand, some of us have been told, or we have a good understanding about what's right or wrong. Matter of fact, in the book of Proverbs 22, verse 6, it talks about training up a child in the way that they should go. Right? And a lot of times we just make this that way. We just make that way be in the things of God. And yes, we ought to train them up in the things of God. When you go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, before you get into the Shema of the word, it begins to talk about, you know, and they're rising up. Parents ought to teach them. And you're sitting down, teach them. While you're out walking, teach them. We're dropping down to verse number 28, our last scripture, and we're going to get out your way in Jesus' name. So our last scripture says, that the land spew not you out also when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. If you want to maintain your position, place, in the location that God has called you to, then, you know, one of the common threads that we've been consistently talking about through this morning's message is you must honor God. And in honoring God, you must also honor the place or the location that God has called you to. You cannot just handle or you cannot just live any type of way in the place or by any type of way in the place or the location that God has called you to. Why? Because there were consequences. There were consequences. You know, we've heard the term for every action, there was a reaction. For the actions or for the behaviors that are released in the place or the location, the land or the place or the location must react to your behavior or your reaction. How you handle the place denotes how you honor God. We can't say I honor God and then I mishandle the place that God has given me. Whether that be in the relationship that you occupy, a place in the heart of someone, whether that be the job that God calls you to, whether that be a position that God has given you in ministry or in the, let me put it like this, not just ministry, in the kingdom of God. Whether that be a position that God has given you in the kingdom of God, how you handle that position, how you handle the place that you occupy in the heart of someone in that relationship and the literal physical place or location that God has allowed you to abide in, be a job or your actual home or townhome, condo, apartment, whatever the case may be, how you handle that place, live in that place, occupy that place will show us how you honor God. If you're always struggling, keep that place clean. Because, you know, the old folks say, and in the Bible, the old folks say, cleanliness is next to God. Staying clean speaks to something. It speaks to something. It's an honor thing. So if you can be on the job and have things all out of order, and there's a bunch of confusion and chaos just to how you keep your desk, the relationships on the job, this speaks to confusion. And we know the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. But it speaks to confusion and it shows us there was a lack of honor. There was a lack of honor. So we have got to make sure that we honor the place if God has allowed us to abide the heart of someone, if God has literally given us a place or location, talking about home or the job that God has called us to be a part of, we must honor that place. Because in honoring that place, we're saying we honor God. We're saying that we honor God. Amen. So as we've been talking about, I want you to just to recap, we're talking about valuing not just the place or the location, but the location. So the place or the location, valuing this place or location. And when I value anything, that denotes the honor that I have for this thing or the honor that I have for this particular place. So we want to remind you that you should value the place or the location that God has allowed you to occupy or to abide in, whether that be an actual physical place, a home, you know, an apartment, a condo, whatever the case may be, whether that be a job that God has allowed you to have access on, where your life has become more blessed than it ever was before, or whether that be in the relationships, you know, intimate relationships, where we're talking about covenant relationships, relationships between mother and son, fathers and daughters, or parents and children, honoring these places that God has allowed us to occupy. Honor those places, because if you fail to honor those places or those locations, they will respond to us by spewing or vomiting us out of that place. Amen.